back to the den. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together around the Word of the Eternal God. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've taken a few moments to join us as we look into the Word of the Eternal God. Remember, we're talking about the treasure that we have in knowing truth. The treasure that it is, far more precious than gold, we're told in the book of Psalms, is the Word of God and the truths contained in it. Because the truth that we have through the Word of God is something that money cannot purchase, that earthly wealth cannot attain. This is a freely offered gift by the eternal God to the human race if they will accept it and will believe it and will receive it. Now, last time, as we discussed together about our eternal God and the treasure that is ours through knowing the Lord God, we were talking about His omniscience, how that the Lord God is all-knowing. There's nothing too hard for Him. He knows all things. And we read over in 1 John 3:20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." There's not anything that's hidden from Him. In Proverbs 15:3, we read, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." You see, beloved, God knows what's going on wherever you are. He knows so many wonderful facts and details about our lives that we're not even aware of ourselves. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 29, we read, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?" That is something like a penny or a very small amount of money. "And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father." That is, without His knowing about it. Even a little bird that flies through the sky, and when it dies, the Lord knows about it. Verse 30, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." Think about that, beloved. God knows how many hairs you have on your head. Do you know that? But God does. He knows such intimate details about our lives that there's nothing hidden from His all-knowing omniscience. Thus He said in verse 31, "Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Oh yes, beloved, you're very special, and God loves you. God has a plan and a will for your life if you will open your life to Him and let Him guide your steps and direct your path. This is the eternal God. There are so many wonderful truths about the eternal God that our finite minds cannot comprehend and grasp and understand. The eternal God is omnipresent. Now, this is something else that's hard for us to understand. You and I are very limited. We can only be at one place at a time. But this is not true of God. He is omniscient and omnipresent. And this is hard for our minds to conceive and comprehend. That's where Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding." Our understanding is so limited. Our Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8, talks to us about the omnipresence of the Lord God. We read in Psalm 139, verse 7, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell," or actually Sheol is the Hebrew word, which means the place of the dead, "behold, thou art there." You see, beloved, there's no place you can escape and get away from Almighty God. He is all-knowing, and He is everywhere. Verse 10, "Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know the true and the living eternal God. This almighty, all-powerful God loves you and loves me and cares for us so much. He even knows intimate details of our lives, as we read over in Matthew chapter 10. Again, in Jeremiah 23, verse 23 and 24, God says, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" Yes, He is. He is God, and He is omnipresent. Again, He goes on to say, "Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" Now, you and I it's beyond our mind to really comprehend and understand the awesome greatness of the eternal God. And God has given us this treasure of His Word, composed of 66 books, divided into the Old Testament and the New Testament. God has entrusted us with this treasure, that we might come to know Him through faith in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John 3:16 means. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life." Now, beloved, because I have accepted that fact, I came to the realization that I was a sinner, that I had broken God's holy laws in so many ways, that I had sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of holiness, that I needed forgiveness, and that Jesus Christ had taken on Himself human form, had come to earth to reveal God to man in a way that you and I could comprehend and understand who God is. And so the Lord Jesus took on human form, walked upon this earth for 33 and a half years, and then He went to an old rugged cross willingly and laid down His life and allowed them to drive those spikes through His hands and through His feet. And they hung Him up on that old cross, and He suffered and died for you and for me, under the judgment and wrath of Almighty God. Because you see, God is holy. He's without any sin. And because of His holiness, He must judge sin. And I couldn't die for you because I'm a sinner. You couldn't die for me because you've sinned. But Jesus could die for both of us because He lived a life without any sin. And thus He was a perfect substitute for you and for me. He took our sin upon himself. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through believing in him and accepting what he did for us. And so, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6 tells us. He's the way to God the Father. He's the way to the eternal God. And that through knowing Jesus Christ, we can come to know the Father and come to know and understand about the Holy Spirit. Now, we've already discussed how that God is triune, and yet God is one. But he reveals himself through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And thus, the Holy Spirit of God is the one who comes to convict us of sin, to open our eyes to the fact we need a Savior. And even right now, if you're having a strange feeling inside, that's the Holy Spirit of God convicting you that this is true and that Jesus loves you and he died for your sin. And if you will open your life to him, he will come in by sending the Holy Spirit of God into your spirit to do that work of salvation. Right now, God will hear your prayers. If you'll pray something like this, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin. I believe that you were buried, that you went to that old rugged cross. After that, you were buried and you arose from the grave that you live today. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Forgive me for my sin. I now accept you as my Savior. If you'll pray a prayer like that, God will hear that prayer, and he will send his Spirit into your spirit to do that work of salvation. May the Lord richly bless you, and if you will write to us, we'll be delighted to mail you a New Testament and materials to help you grow in your knowledge of Christ. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you, my beloved, and we tell you goodbye for now.